Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, I hope you are all well. Welcome back to this beautiful and amazing silsila, Madani Qaida, where inshallah azza wa jal, with good intentions and with a lot of effort, we will try to reform and rectify our Quranic pronunciations. That's the purpose of this silsila. Before we go in today's episode, I will advise you, please do make good intentions. As you know by now, the famous hadith, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ The intention of a believer is better than his action. So make good intentions. The more good intentions that one makes, the more reward that person may attain. So make the good intentions now that I'm listening to the silsila, I'm participating in the silsila with the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that whatever I learn, I will try my best to act upon it, to practice it, inshallah, azza wa jal, and teach others as well. If you can think of any other good intentions, make it now. Inshallah, azza wa jal, there will be more reward for you. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, there are so many benefits and blessings in reciting Durood-e Paak, salawat, or salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As is stated in a beautiful narration, that if you send durood or salat or salutations upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one time, Allah azza wa jal will bless you with 10 mercies and elevate your status by 10 times and forgive 10 sins. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, picking up from where we left off, if you turn to page 24, now lesson number 12, we had started in our previous episode and we had dealt with the Noon Sakin and Tanween regarding Izhar and Ikhfa. I hope you remember these rules, that there are few letters, the Huruf Halqiyah, that when they appear after a Noon Sakin or a Tanween, then Ghunna will not take place, and if any of the 15 letters of Ikhfa are found after a Noon Sakin or a Tanween, then Ghunna will take place. This is what we had learned in the previous lesson, and we had completed till page 25, if you remember. I do hope your Madani Qaidas are out, or you can follow on screen as well. And today we will continue, inshallah, azza wa jal. We will finish off on page 26 and 27 for lesson number 12. And inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to go over Suratul Fatiha. We all read Suratul Fatiha, Alhamdulillah Sharif, in our salah. We have to read it. But are we reading it correctly? This is the big question. So after the lesson today, when we complete lesson number 12, then inshallah azza wa jal, we will revise Suratul Fatiha. And maybe a few other important things as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, as I had mentioned in the previous episode, that we are not going to spell out these letters with their symbols, with their harakat. We are just going to pronounce the entire words themselves. But in your free time, in your spare time, sometimes you have to take out some time, whether it's 5 minutes or 12 minutes, take out some time and spell out the letters. with their symbols. This initially, when a person is beginning to learn, it helps them. At a later stage, when you have perfected the pronunciations, when you understand the rules and the different makharij, then it's not necessary at that time. But now, since we are learning, it is better for us to spell them out. Let me give you the example of the first block, and the rest of them individually in your own time, you can spell them out and then pronounce them, okay? Take the first example, the first block. Ba, fatha, ba, lam, fatha, la, bala, dal, fathatain, dan, baladan. The hamza here has a vertical fatha, and therefore we will pull it, we will stretch the sound up to one alif. Baladan a mim kasra mi, baladan a mi noon fathatain nan, baladan aminan. Alright, we're already used to this example because in our previous lessons and episodes we had broken down the letters and the words in this manner by spelling them with the harakat, fatha, kasra, udamma, and then pronouncing the whole words. But in this lesson, we are just going to pronounce the words. So please, in your own time, please do take out that time and spell the words with the harakat and pronounce it accordingly. Qawlan thaqeelan. قولا ثقيلا شهاب ثاقب شهاب ثاقب. Alright, always keep the makharij of the letters in mind. What is makharij? Makharij is the plural of makharaj, and this means the origin of where the sound of that letter emanates or comes out from. Okay, this you can find in the inner page of the front cover. Do memorize it, but understand it. This is the place where this letter, the sound of it emanates from. Each letter has its own makhraj. Some letters are categorized in certain groups, so some letters have the same makhraj. Alright? Keep in mind the huruf musta'aliyah, those seven letters that if you find them, khussa, dhar, tin, qiv. On page 1, lesson number 1, you will find these letters there. Whenever you see them, you must pronounce them with a thick tone, a thicker voice, and a full mouth. For example, look at the second example here. Qaw, the letter qaf. So qaf, qaw. It must be pronounced with a thicker tone. Also keep in mind the letters of qalqala, qutubu jaddin. Alright. Keep in mind the letters of madda, the letters of lean. All these rules apply here, whatever we have learned thus far. So keep them in mind, but revise them. Revision and repetition is part of learning. If you revise them, if you repeat them, inshallah azawajal, these things will become very simple and very easy as well.
Nuhan hadayna. Nuhan hadayna.
So you can have a look here. Nuhan, we are not pulling, we are not stretching the sound here. We are not saying Nuhan hadayna. Do you know why? As we mentioned in our previous episode and in the beginning of this episode, that this lesson is to do with ikhfa and izhar. Now here you can see the ha in green, right? The ha is part of the huruf halqiyya. So six letters which are huruf halqiyya, when you find them after a tanween or a noon sakin, ghunna will not take place. Ghunna means that the sound must emanate or come out from the nose, the nasal area, nasalization. Alright? And we must pull or stretch the sound up to one alif. So here in this case, izhar is taking place and therefore we are not doing ghunna. However, any of the 15 letters, the ikhfa letters, if they are found after the noon sakin or after a tanween, the ghunna will take place. those 15 letters, you can find them on page 24, point number 2.
فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ
Again, always keep the makhraj of the letters in mind. For example, look here. فَصَبْ صَاد We are pronouncing with a full mouth. We are not saying فَصَبْ فَصَبْ If we say this, we will be confusing it with قَرِيب الصَوْت Do you remember قَرِيب الصَوْت? قَرِيب الصَوْت are those letters which sound somewhat similar, but they are different. So here, if we say فَصَبْ فَصَبْ will be changing the صَاد into a سِين. سِين has a hard sound. صَاد has a sound that is made with a full mouth because it is part of the حُلُوف مُسْتَعَلِيَة. Ba is pronounced from the wet part of the lips. جَمِيلٌ Meem is pronounced from the dry part of the lips. These rules, these laws, we already have been over it, we have gone over it a few times. Keep them in mind. They are very important in order for us to correctly pronounce these letters and the words as well. With the proper rulings, like ikhfa and izhar and all the other rulings as well. Right? Also, you can see the ya sakin. Jameelun. Right? Ya sakin has a kasrah before it. Therefore, this is now a ya madda. So, we are going to pull a little bit up to the extent of one alif. Jameelun. We cannot say jameelun. We must pull a little bit because this is now a ya madda. Remember the old notes, the letters of madda? Please do go over them, revise them. If we don't, we will start forgetting. خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ جُرُفٍ هَارٍ جُرُفٍ هَارٍ Be careful not to say jurfin. Ra has a dhamma, so the sound must be made clear and understandable. Jurufin, jurufin. But don't pull as well. Do not say jurufin. Right? Then you'll be adding a waw. And that will be incorrect. Jurufin harin. Ka'san dihaqan. Ka'san dihaqan. Dihaqan and not dihaqan. If we say dihaqan, then it's incorrect because we are confusing the qaf, which is supposed to be made with a full mouth, with the kaf. And the kaf has a more gentle and thin sound. Kan and qan. Can you hear the difference? Can you tell me why we are pronouncing with the full mouth the qaf? Because it's part of the huruf musta'adiyah. And therefore it must be said with a thick tone, a thick voice, a thick sound, a full mouth.
بَخْسِنْ دَرَاهِمَ بَخْسِنْ دَرَاهِمَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ Many people have a problem with the عين.
This comes with practice. Ayn, remember the makhraj? That the sound emanates or comes out from the center of the throat. The middle of the throat. Keep this in mind. So emphasis must be placed so that we don't confuse the ayn with the hamza. The hamza has a flat sound, a thin sound, a normal sound. But the ayn, a little bit more emphasis must be placed.
Sira'an zalika. سِرَاعًا ذَلِكَ
Look at the ذَال. ذَال is one of the إِخْفَى letters, the 15 إِخْفَى letters, and therefore we are doing غُنَّة. We are pulling a little bit because ذَال is here after the تَنْوِين. And we know the rule. Any of the 15 letters that appear after a تَنْوِين or نُون ساكن, إِخْفَى will take place, which means غُنَّة will take place. Alright? Look at the raw, say raw. Raw as well, anytime you see the Ra with a Fatha or Dhamma or Fathatain or Dhammatain, it must be pronounced with a full mouth. Right? That lesson we'll come to in upcoming or future episodes as well regarding Tafkheem and Tarqeeq. Therefore, we will not say Sira'an. Sira is incorrect, but with a full mouth, Sira, Sira. Sira'an
Zalika. Yateeman Za Maqrabatin.
Here as well, you can see certain rules are taking place here. First, the Ya Sakin Yati. Ya Sakin is present with a Kisra before it, and therefore we are pulling a little up to the extent of one alif. Yati Mang. We are doing Ghunna here, up to the extent of one alif as well, because Dal is part of the 15 Ikhfa letters, and it is appearing after a Tanween, Fathatain. The maq, maq, qaf is part of the huruf musta'aliyah. Yes, it is also part of the qalqala letters. And we know that any of the qalqala letters, qutub, jaddin, if they are jazm or sakin, then a slight bouncing, qalqala will take place. A slight bouncing or echoing sound will be made. Maq, maq, not too much, not too little. Maq. Rabatin.
Yateeman za maqrabatin. Khuluqin azeemin. Khuluqin azeemin. Kha, qaf, dha.
These three letters which are found here in blue are all part of the hurufi musta'aliyah, and therefore they must be pronounced with a full mouth, a thick tone. Alright? Be careful not to say khulqin. This lam which has a dhamma must be made clear. Khuluqin. Khuluqin. Alright?
Khuluqin azeemin. Sa'idan zalaqan. Sa'idan zalaqan. يَوْمَئِذٍ زُرْقًا يَوْمَئِذٍ زُرْقًا قَرْضًا حَسَنًا قَرْضًا حَسَنًا.
Again, always keep the makharij of each letter in mind. Here, قَاف, you know, it's part of the حروف مستعليا. Lord is also part of the Huruf Musta'aliyah. Therefore, we are not saying Qardan. We are saying or pronouncing with a full mouth. Qardan. Qardan.
Qardan Hasanan.
Also, be careful that we pronounce this Ra, Qar. Right? Not too much. And Qar, that R sound must not be there. Also, don't say it in this manner. Qara, qara, qar, qar. In the normal, ma'roof manner.
Qardan hasanan. Qawlan sadidan. Qawlan sadidan.
Look at the qaw. Qaf, waw, fatha, qaw. Right? Here there's a waw sakin, and before it is a zabr or a fatha, and therefore we are not going to do ghunna, we are not going to pull here, because this is a waw lean. Whenever you see the waw sakin with a fatha before it, then you will not stretch the sound and say qaw, qaw in the normal manner.
Qawlan sadidan. بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهْ مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهْ بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ بأس شديد.
Can you hear that slight jerking sound? Because the Hamza has a jazm. I mean, the Hamza has a jazm, therefore we will have, or we will pronounce with a slight jerking sound, not too much.
Ba, ba.
Alright?
Ba, sing, shadeedin. Azaabun, shadeedun. Azaabun, shadeedun.
Your sheen, be careful not to stretch the sound of this letter and say shadeedun. No. In the normal manner, shadeedun.
عذابٌ شديدٌ قوماً غيركم قوماً غيركم عملاً صالحاً عملاً صالحاً.
Remember that ميم عامة, that ميم must be pronounced clearly.
عَمَلًا.
If we say too fast sometimes, it seems like we're saying عَمْلًا, عَمْلًا. But
عَمَلًا, عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا, رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا. قليلة غلبت, قليلة غلبت.
Okay, look at that last letter, the ta which has the jazm, غلبت. We are not pronouncing it with too much of stress. We are not saying غلبت because this is not a قلقلة letter. Yes, slightly we must pronounce the sound of the ta.
قليلة غلبت عذابا ضعفا, عذابا ضعفا, عذابا ضعفا. مسفرة ضاحكة, مسفرة ضاحكة. عليم خبير, عليم, عليم خبير. سبحا طويلا, سبحا طويلا.
Okay, سبحان الله عز وجل. سين با فتح سب. Why are we echoing the sound? Because ba is part of the huruf qalqala, the qalqala letters, and therefore we must bounce the sound a little. A slight echo must be there. Sab, sab. Also keep the makharij of the letters in mind, right? Sab, hang. Here we must pull to one alif, the duration of one alif, because the ha has a fathatain, a tanween, and after it is a ta, which is one of the ikhfa letters. Therefore we are pulling. Now after the ta we have a waw and ya. Now here the ya sakin, or the ya which has a jazm, if you look before, what sign, what haraka is there? A kasra. And therefore we will pull a little up to one alif, because this is a ya madda. Tawi.
Sabhan tawilan. سماوات طباقا, سماوات طباقا.
Always keep the حروف مستعليا in mind and the قريب الصوت, which means the letters which sound similar but they are different, right? Watch and look at how the shapes and the forms of each letter changes when other letters are added before or after.
Raf, rafin, khudrin. Raf, rafin, khudrin.
Alright, here as well, we can see the Kha and the Dhad. Both of them are part of the Huruf Musta'aliyah and must be pronounced with a full mouth. Raf, Rafin, Khudrin,
Sahabun, Zulumatun, Sahabun, Zulumatun, Sahabun, Zulumatun, Nafsin, Zalamat, Nafsin, Zalamat. Fa,
be careful to pronounce it from its makhraj and don't stretch its sound. For example, naf, naf, in the normal manner, naf, alright? Ikhfa is taking place, naf, sing, because dha is part of the ikhfa letters and is found here after the tanween. Dhala, dhala mat, naf, sing, dhala mat.
قوما فاسقين قوما فاسقين.
Alright, now can you tell me why قوما قوما we are not pulling قو and why we are pulling سقين قو and قين these two, one is قاف and واو فتحة, one is قاف and يا كسرة. قاف and واو فتحة, the واو ساكن with the فتحة before it, this is a واو لين and therefore no pulling is required and necessary. يا ساكن with the كسرة before it, this is يا مد and therefore a slight pulling up to the extent of one alif will take place.
قوما فاسقين سبلا فجاجا سبلا فجاجا.
Here also this ba, ba with its dhamma must be pronounced clearly.
سبلا 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 فجاجا ثمنا قليلا ثمنا قليلا فتح قريب فتح قريب رسول كريم رسول كريم كراما كاتبين كراما كاتبين.
Alright dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, lesson number 12 has been completed and revision, I can stress on revision, revision and repetition, repeating this whether alone or whether with others is necessary for us to remember what we have learned. So please do revise in your lessons, in your own time, inshallah azza wa jal. I would like you to please turn to the back, page 47. As we mentioned earlier in this episode that, inshallah azza wa jal, today we will revise Suratul Fatiha. Suratul Fatiha, we all read in Salah, we read in the Khatam Sharif, in Fatiha as well. Are we reading it correctly? That's something we need to ask ourselves. If not, let us reform and rectify our pronunciations with good intentions to please Allah Azza wa Jal and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to earn rewards as well. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Alright, I hope you have opened to page 47 of your Madani Qaidas, or you can follow on screen as well. Suratul Fatiha. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the previous episode we had gone over the pronunciation of, if you look at page 46, Takbirat Tahreema, Sana, Ta'awud, and Tasmiyah. I do hope you are revising that, those pronunciations, so that we don't make mistakes. Because here, if we are making mistakes, if we are changing the letters, then the meanings change as well. Sometimes the meanings can lead towards a bad meaning. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from that.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
Alright, now inshallah we are going to take each sentence, each verse, listen carefully and look for the rules. What we have learned thus far, the huruf musta'aliya, the huruf of ikhfa, the huruf of idhar, the letters of leen, the letters of madda, qareeb al-sawt, letters of qalqala, whatever we have learned, look for them here and you will find them. Let us try to implement and apply those rules in Surah Al-Fatiha, in our recitation of the glorious Quran as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Right, alhamdu. Always keep the makharij of each letter in mind. The ha. The makhraj is from the center of the throat. Alhamdu. Do not say alhamdu. Alhamdu, that is a different letter. Ha and ha. Ha is pronounced with a more heavy tone. And this is pronounced with a thinner tone. Alhamdu, the meem. Remember, meem is pronounced from the dry part of the lips, not the wet part. Alhamdu lillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rabbi. Can you see the Ra? The Ra has a Fatha and therefore it's pronounced with a full mouth. We will not say Rabbi. Rabbi is incorrect. Rabbi. Rabbi. Rabbil A. The Ayn. Keep in mind that emphasis must be placed on the Ayn to differentiate it from the Hamza. Alameen. Why are we pulling here? Do you know that Ya Sakin that you can see there, which has a kasrah before it, this is a Ya Madda. Therefore, we will pull or stretch the sound up to one alif.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Lillahi.
Right? Can you see this is the blessed name of Allah Azza wa Jal? Lillahi. Because that lam of Ism Jalalat, of this blessed name of Allah Azza wa Jal, has a kasra, therefore we are pronouncing it with a flatter sound. We are not saying Lillahi. This is incorrect actually. We are saying Lillahi. A flat sound.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن الرحيم.
Here as well, you can see the Ra in both places. Ar-Rah. Ra has a Fatha, both of them, therefore they are pronounced with a full mouth.
keep the makhraj of the ha in mind. Ar-rah, not ar-rah or ar-rah. Ar-rahmanir-rahim. Here as well, ya sakin has a kasra before it, and therefore we are pulling a little up to one alif, because this is ya madda.
Ar-rahmanir-rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Maliki yawmiddin.
Maliki. You can see the vertical fatha above the meem. Maliki. That kaf with its kasra must be pronounced clearly. Maliki yawmiddin. And we are, some people are rushing and reading. It sounds like they are not pronouncing the kaf with the kasra. So be careful for this here. Maliki. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Very simple, very easy. Iyaka na'budu. Noon, ayn, fatha, na'a. So here, the jerking sound must be made with a little bit more emphasis because of the ayn. Iya. Now, the chapter on tashdeed, we are going to learn in our next episode, inshallah, azza wa jal. However, tashdeed is that W sign or symbol that you can see above the ya. This means we must pronounce that letter two times. Iya. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ Sirata. Now, can you tell me why we are pronouncing the sod, the ra, and the ta with a full mouth? We are not saying sirata. Some people may say it this way, sirata. Absolutely incorrect. Si, because sod is part of the huruf musta'aliyah, and as you already know, huruf musta'aliyah must be always pronounced with a thicker tone. Sira. Ra has a fatha above it, and therefore this must be pronounced with a full mouth. Ta. Ta is part also of the huruf musta'aliyah, and therefore must also be pronounced with a full mouth. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta alayhim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Here as well, صراط, exactly the same. صراط الذين. يا ساكن with a كسرة before it is يا مدى, and therefore we are pulling a little bit up to one alif. Keep the مخرج of the ذال in mind. Many people make this mistake. صراط الذين. Lazina is incorrect, because now what's happening is we are changing the letter Zal and we are substituting it with Za. That is incorrect. So it's not Siratul Lazina. Siratul Lazina. Turn to the makhraj and see what is the makhraj of the Zal. Remember, Zal, Dha and Tha, these three have the same makhraj. Dha is part of the huruf musta'aliyah, so it is pronounced also with a full mouth. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. We are not pulling عَلَيْهِمْ. Do you know why? Because this is yaleen. Ya sakin with a fatha before it means there's no pulling. عَلَيْهِمْ. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
All right now, غين. Look at the غيري. غين is part of the حروف مستعليه. Therefore, we are pronouncing it with a fuller mouth. غيرل. We are not pulling here because ya sakin has a fatha before it, and therefore this is ya lean. No pulling. غيرل مغضوب. A little pulling is here up to one alif because waw sakin has a dhamma before it, and this is waw madda. مغضوب. Dad, part of the حروف المستعلية also, therefore it's pronounced with a full mouth. مغضوب عليهم. Here as well, ya sakin has a fatha before it, so this is ya lean, and so no pulling. Another very important point, do not say عليهم, عليهم, عليهم. In the normal manner, the comfortable and normal ma'roof manner, عليهم. Now here we can see the tashdeed. As I mentioned, inshallah azza wa jal, in our next episode we are going to touch on the chapter of this lesson of tashdeed regarding the W symbol. So when you see that symbol above that letter will be pronounced two times with a little gap or pause in between. Waladdallin. You can see above the dod, the alif, there is a mad, a big or a long mad. This is showing us, and that chapter as well, that lesson as well, is in upcoming and future episodes, inshallah azza wa jal. Nevertheless, we need to pull a little extra over here. And we need to join waladdallin. Because the dad and the lam both have shad on them, the tashdeed. Alright, one more time, let us revise from the beginning and do repeat and revise in your spare time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we had completed the revision of Surah Al-Fatiha as well as lesson number 12. And as always, please do revise this work on your own or with others. It will greatly help me, inshallah azza wa jal. Do get involved in the Madani activities of Dawud Islami, which is working across the globe in more than 100 departments, changing hundreds of thousands of people. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. Do join us next time on this beautiful silsila, Madani Qaida. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.